Welcome to another episode of Radio St. Pete's Sunshine Sisters, Women Making a Difference in Our Community. I'm Lynn Lockowitz. My guest today is Jamie McKnight. Since 2013, Jamie has operated Polish's Poochie Pet Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit. Her specialty is seniors, handicap, sick, and small breed dogs 10 pounds and under. She has an extensive social media presence with around 100,000 loyal followers. Welcome, Jamie. Thanks for making time for us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start off with, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
So I'm born and raised right here in the Sunshine City. I actually was born in Dunedin and then moved to St. Pete, but I've been here my whole life and never left.
What inspired you to get involved with a dog rescue?
So I have been working with dogs since I was 15. I used to walk up the street to a local veterinarian and clean their kennels. And so I've always had a huge love for animals. And about 14 years ago, I was just busy raising food and donations during the holidays for other local rescues, handing out pink cookies to those that donated, and little shirts that me and my sister had hand-beaded with, you know, rescue sayings on it. And here we are now with 100-something followers, and I'm nationally recognized and have saved thousands of dogs.
Okay. What, in your opinion, is St. Pete's biggest challenge for 2025 and moving forward?
I think the biggest challenge for next year is definitely going to be the economy and the displacement from the two major hurricanes that hit our city. Yeah. We're having a big influx of dogs that are at the shelters misplaced, and the owners are trying to rebuild themselves, and the dogs have nowhere to go.
What about an accomplishment that you're proud of?
Accomplishment that I'm proud of is definitely my rescue, Polish's Poochie Pet Rescue. I do it all myself. I'm a one-woman show. I work multiple jobs and run this rescue, and I have managed to save thousands of dogs here locally.
So, as we all know, we recently experienced two catastrophic hurricanes. I thought it would be helpful to our listeners to talk a little bit about your experience with these recent two storms. So, maybe, for example, what would be the best option for somebody with a pet who has to evacuate during a pending storm? What should they do?
You can take your animals with you to shelters, and they did actually this year with these, with Helene and with Milton. Shelters more than ever allowed people to come with their pets, which helped in the amount of dogs that were abandoned. It lessened that quite a bit. So because people, a lot of people, and it also forced people to actually evacuate, because people won't leave if they have to leave their animals behind.
So if they take their dog with them, can they keep the dog with them together at the shelter?
So a lot of the shelters, what happens is you are able to bring your animals. They do have to be in a crate or on a leash if they're larger animals, larger dogs. But they are kept in a separate area for the animals. But you can visit them and then walk them as they need, you know, need walking.
Okay.
And such.
Can you tell us a little bit about how or if your rescue was involved with pets and shelters during the hurricane?
So,
or after the hurricane?
Right. So I'm a rescue partner with Pinellas County Animal Control, and I have actually rescued several what they qualify as disaster dogs, and those are dogs that were rescued by the animal control and taken into their custody during Helene and Milton. And those disaster dogs are partnered and given to local rescues that specialize in larger dogs, or myself, I specialize in, you know, medical cases and smaller dogs. And they have to hold on to those dogs for 4 months, giving the owners a chance to reclaim them.
So somebody, in other words, the shelter emailed you or called you and said, can you take this dog, these dogs, whatever?
Yes. So the shelter will reach out to the rescue partners based on, you know, what type of dog they're trying to place. And the rescue takes the dog in. We do handle all of their medical care, surgeries, all of that, and house them for 4 months.
So you have a relationship with a specific vet hospital?
Skyway Animal Hospital, with Dr. C, who handles all of my animal care, dogs and cats, and he does all of my surgeries and all my critical care and everything. We do all the hospitalization there, everything.
And tell us a little bit about how you do fundraising for these.
So fundraising is all grassroots. I'm not corporate or grant funded. Just from just I do it the same way I've done it ever since day one, and everything is on social media. And I have had people that have supported me and adopted from me from day one and stayed with me all these years. And they always donate and spread the dog stories and tell people that they've adopted from me. And I do everything grassroots right through my social media on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
So the dogs that you took post-hurricane and did the surgeries, whatever, what were the outcomes? Successful?
All successful. Sylvie's doing amazing. We completed all of her routine surgeries. Pearl's doing amazing after extensive mammary tumor removals. We had a little bit of a hiccup with Catalina, which we actually just went back into a major surgery yesterday, costing an additional $1,800 because she had a huge hernia that we repaired last week. And when they sewed her up and woke her up, we had another one pop out. And so we had to go back in yesterday. And she's doing amazing this morning. So we're back on track.
Okay. And so you're going to keep these dogs for the 4 months?
Keep these dogs for the 4 months. If the owners do not come forward, then I will put them up for adoption and they will find forever homes.
Tell me, what was the first dog you rescued ever?
Very first dog, which my old school followers will know, is Lucy. She's an Italian greyhound that was given to me because her owners couldn't afford $200 worth of vet care. And she became the face of Paulicious Poochie, and she's actually who I launched the rescue with. And she died years later from breast cancer.
Wow. How do you go about finding a home for them after this? If someone hasn't, you know, claimed the dog after the hurricane, whatever, how do you go about finding a permanent home for him?
Luckily for me, I have such amazing people and past adopters that follow my rescue. And a lot of times it's, an adopter's sister or their brother-in-law. Everybody's really connected, which also adds another element of protection to my dogs, not just like the general public where they may think they want a dog and then a couple months later they don't want the dog anymore. So everybody pretty much is connected. They've adopted from me or know someone who's adopted from me, or my past adopters come back and they adopt and they adopt and they adopt.
So if somebody adopts a dog and then 2 months later they decide this dog isn't working out, what do you do?
Take them right back. I tell everybody when they sign my adoption paperwork, the only main important part on my contract is if it doesn't work out now, 10 years from now, if they don't match your new furniture you bought, you have a baby, whatever it is, please give them back to me. You can't sell, transfer, or dump them.
And then you'll find them, you'll work towards finding them another home.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. That is the goal. Make sure that they're safe and they don't end up back in the system.
So at any given time, how many rescue dogs would you have in your possession? About
typically between hospice cases and stuff, I would say that there's probably about 15 to 20 on the property at any time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of moving parts and pretty impressive. Would you be involved with these disaster dogs from the hurricanes again in the future?
Oh, for sure, without a doubt, because I'm so grateful for my partnerships with the local shelters, because for me that's a huge honor. And it also helps make a big difference, because this is a really devastating event that occurred that we've never experienced before. So,
well, Jamie, thank you so much for being a Radio St. Pete Sunshine Sister. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.